Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might flip, flip, flip. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy Mikael from the Avenue to Jail Cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
What's going on, y'all? This is hour 2 of the pregame. I'm your boy, Brooklyn Black. We're waiting the arrival still of the homeboy Landlord and everybody from Black Dot Entertainment. Wait for them to come on through. 347-857-4302 is the number to call in. We got a couple of joints for them. We're going to pick up right where the first hour left off at. Do you really feel independent as an American in light of Independence Day? You know, this is the day where they had exerted their independence, their aggression from, you know, the Red Coast, Britain, however you want to call it. And that's where they, you know, so this is the day commemorating that. All right, and this is what they're doing for today, barbecues, you know, the fireworks, everything like that. So, like I said, us as a, actually, I'm talking to Black America, Spanish America, this is not our day of independence, you know what I'm saying? So, with the way things are going now, do we feel independent? Do we, you know, is that what we're feeling? Like I said, 347-857-4302, pregame part 2, Brooklyn Blacks in the building. Waiting for the rest of the panel to come on through. We're going to get into a quick joint from our guest of the night, the Landlord, and like I said, Black Dot Crew. This is the After Tonight jump off. We're going to wait for them to get up in here, talk to them, and see what's up, how they feel about the topic for the night, all right? Welcome Black Pregame. We'll be back in a minute.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
What up, bro? Yeah, I know you want me. I know you're gonna haunt me. You know the boy wrote it. I know you're gonna stalk me. You know,
shit.
And all that's gonna be because you're a little weak, you know? This is, I know what you're gonna want, bro. Uh-huh. But I ain't gonna front. You get where I'm going with it, don't you? Take it to the sky. Kinda figured that.
For real.
The boy get busy for real. Hey yo, Ma, can I get a second? Yeah, I know you heard lines, but I'm smooth and kinda slick. Ain't no others like mine, your looks is off the hook, but you're smelling real fine, someone. I would love to come up and pick up about 9, is that fine? We can dine, eat then and then. Go dance and see, Ma, I'm a winner that win. We can bowl, shoot, pool, do whatever you can. Hit the mall, buy the mall, I'll be all in your head. We can chill, hit a bar where there's some strippers involved, cause I feel like a kingpin, seeing bitches in thongs, is that getting get wet, you can picture that, huh? I need a freak in the sheets, admissions to come, I'm about 9 times, I kill that pussy like a cat, so if it's 9 lives, I ain't leaving till it's done, see I'm about mine, and if I get it from the back, she gon' climb high, and like Reynolds, it's a rap, my shit prime time, is even covered by the Jack, so after the night, that's right, you probably gon' collapse.
Hey yo, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' haunt me, I know you gon' stalk me, Mom, after the night, looking to hold me, now she about to OD just cause it's so weak, and that's after the night. I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' stalk me, I know you gon' haunt me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak, and that's after the night.
Now I ain't gotta wait for the call back, cause she ain't going back. Now she praying to stay, waiting for me to blow her back. Once it's a charm, it's like crack, they all want it back. Looking for that first hit, but she just thirsted, and I'm on her sick, cause she know she got the weight. This shit ain't free. Listen.
chasing, you know you got to pay. I'm a pimp around the way, and niggas slipping tight and gay. So these bitches a dime a dozen, so I'm waiting on my prey. Just hunting, it ain't nothing. I ain't front, that's not the way. It's Lizzie, I get busy. 450 in the ring, so miss me, my hoe's dizzy. All he really see is him. God, I make it hard to part. I'm too calm, I'm odd. Just real, man, I'm fond of heart. I dead bitches shit like I'm the farm. And just blaze to make sure the problem's solved. Then relax and gather facts till they all be gone. Listen, I'm the Mac of 06, fully packed up with 4-6. Land Lizzie, that's me, and I'm back with a full mix.
Hey, yo, I know you gon' want me. I know you gon' haunt me. I know you gon' stalk me. Mom, after the night, looking to hold me. Now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night, I know you gon' want me. I know you gon' stalk me. I know you gon' haunt me. Mom, after the night, looking to hold me. Now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after
give me a
night,
week, she thinking next step, hoping for my last name. But then I think back and figure how that ass came. Was she hoping for cash and crash after that ass came? Or do she love me, think that I'm hubby just cause my ass James? I never ask lanes, they just waiting for convo and greed, whole lust. Niggas just wanting my hoes, I'm hooked to a smell. I can find her with my eyes closed, you hating. You think I ain't picked up on your grind, fool, a kid major. None do it like I do, I'm a wanted player. And I've been this way since high school. I line dudes, fine tune the buff and the G. Get paid and get laid like I'm fucking the beat. 16 and a hot thought is never nothing to me. I gave you 3 volumes out, daddy, all of them free. So call me the king, but ladies, you can call me daddy. Cause I guarantee that after the night, you're gonna be happy.
Uh-huh. Just looking, yeah, just a couple ways to show your affection.
Hey yo, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' haunt me, I know you gon' stalk me. Mom, after the night, looking to hold me. Now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' stalk me, I know you gon' haunt me. Mom, after the night, looking to hold me. Now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night.
Yeah, that was the landlord. I'm featuring music yesterday night. That night joint. We're getting it in. Since we got a member of the Black Cop Crew in the building. It's Brother Ahmed. What's going on, man?
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, Black, what's good?
What's good, man? What's going on?
Nothing. Chilling, man. Sorry for the delay, man. What's good? What's good, though?
It's all good. Let the people know, man. You know, let them know what the Black Thought movement is going on. What's going on with that?
Oh, right now, you know, we're just grinding. You know, we trying to get out here. Right now, we got my man Lynn. We working on We pushing his album. That was one of the songs off the album you just played. We got another joint off the album that I can't see that joint that we pushing. We got a video for that. You can check that out on YouTube, Twitter. You know, we got a lot of things coming up.
I'll spin that in a minute.
Uh-huh.
I said I'm going to definitely spin that. I can't see that joint in a minute.
Good looking out.
Get you guys up in here.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I think we got Land in the building. Hold on. Yo, Land, it's you, man?
Of course it's Land. What's good?
All right, what's going on, man?
I'm chilling. I'm actually at one of Black Dot picnics as we speak right now, just relaxing. You know, trying to get my way up in here.
Okay. You know, we was waiting for you for the last show, but it's all good. We here. We rock. We got Eb in the building. We got Lady Still in the building. They gave some good feedback before when I played your joints before. They were filling in and everything like that. So if you want, you guys got the floor right now. Let everybody know exactly what it is you're doing, what you got next up, and everything like that, how to get in contact with you and all that good stuff.
I feel you. This landlord, if you want to get in contact with the landlord, you can get in contact with me directly by going to black.entertainmentllc.com. That's our own website. You can see from the last 10 videos we did in the last 4 months, the 5 before that, you can see St. Nick, the next artist coming real soon. Make sure y'all get those, y'all support St. Nick. Y'all can see Landlord. And like my nigga Mums already said, y'all don't know he Mums, but he Mums to me. Like he already told y'all, everything is, you know, just going straight forward, and we trying to keep it, you know, afloat. We got a lot of collabs coming, a lot of collaborations, I'm sorry. I can't get into naming who's on them, but just about everybody who's somebody. So if you fuck with Landlord, you fuck with Black Dot, please go to Black Dot LLC.com, entertainment.com.
Well, you know, let the people out there know where Black Dot coming from. You know what I'm saying? Where y'all
from? Black Dot is from that Paid in Full block. If you've seen the movie, you already know. Paid in Full. Home 46 in Convent, Home 45th St. Nicholas. It's Harlem for y'all that's lost. Anything y'all know that's going on in Harlem, we're going to make sure we provide y'all with the truth. So when you listen to Black Dot, you'll know already what's going on. These are guys that experience the same things that they're talking about and going through it on an everyday basis. So make sure you pay attention. We live our life and we discuss it through music. Let me get St. Nick. Hold on 1 second. St. Nick!
Okay, we got St. Nick is in the building. Black Dot Entertainment is in the building. These guys, like I said, they are featured artists of the week. I'm giving them, you know, big promo. They holding it down, coming out of Harlem, and everything like that. So, with Black Dot, like, how does come about? How did Black Dot end up linking up with Landlord? How did Black Dot end up linking up with St. Nick? How did Black Dot become Black Dot anyway? You know what I mean?
This is Med. I got this. This is Med. What happened was we all grew up together. You know what I'm saying? Like me and Landon, we live in the same building. You know, I'm on the third floor, you're on the second floor. We've been doing this for a minute. We started out with Born Hustler Entertainment. And then we just branched off. We need to do something else. Came up with the name Black Dot. You know, simple incorporated it, ran with it, and now we here.
Okay, so now, you know, you guys are pretty much established. You guys got the LLC. You guys are incorporated. So besides the mixtapes and the albums coming out from Landlord and St. Nick, what's next for the whole Black Dot movement? Like, what are you guys doing next? You guys rushing the movies? What are y'all doing?
Yeah, we get into film. Like I said, we got our whole video team in-house, video teams. So, you know, we're going to focus on some movies in the near future. You know, little street documentaries. You know, stuff like that. We got maybe even a clothing line. You know what I'm saying? We looking into that.
I noticed you guys got the whole fitted T-shirt thing going on for the ladies, and I told you guys before, I need to see one of them shirts. You know what I'm saying? Come in the mail. You know what I'm saying? Male size, double X.
Yo, Black, we said
out of here shirts.
We got you, dude. You know we got you. You know we got you. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about that. You know we got you. We got you and your staff up there. So, you know, just later on, just hit me with the sizes. You know, go to Facebook, hit me in the inbox with everybody's sizes, and I got you.
That's what's up.
All right, that's what it is. Like I said, Black Dot Entertainment's in the building with us. We're going to get back into the mess of the week, see what they feel about it, you know what I'm saying, because the homies from Black Dot, they real niggas just like me, just like everybody else, so they got opinions and all that good shit. We got to get into the... Get into the next joint. I can't see that. Matter of fact, Lalo, this is like your premiere joint. Like, this is the video right here for me that put me onto your movement. You know what I mean? So is there like any type of backstory for that song or anything like that made this song special?
Somebody broke my goddamn heart. Y'all hear it?
All right, so straight up, this is what it is. The rebroadcast world premiere. Brooklyn Black Landlord, Black Dot Entertainment. I can't see that coming live to you. Pregame radio. This is how we doing it, all right? We'll be back in a second.
Yo,
yeah.
You gotta love. Feel the voice.
Cloudy days ain't looking so sunny. Now when I look behind me, shit ain't looking so lovely. All that honey, my bunny, I love you, you're funny. Just don't seem the same, what's the blame, is it money? You used to come and confront me, don't give a fuck with my company. But now she's starting to brush me off. Hey yo, check out Mark, fuck it, not just dust me off. I'm a pimp bitch, born for y'all. See, I roll with cools, so I find another tomorrow. I guess the fall start to fuck up your vision if you forgot. Guess you spent too much time on position to know I'm hot. But it's cool, ma, I'm out in the business, I make it pop. Should have stopped, cause my heart was in pieces, we had to part. Had to start soon, finish, real couple of months. Years long, still digging your guts with your bell, yo. Fuck it, I hop in the gear and get off the clutch. What's the rush? Drink. stretching a fresh tea, cause I said I'm a breeze. Now she's slick talking, saying shit, but I'm in relief, cause at least I see the foolish shit. You see, that's why I'ma leave. First, you say you're doing this and lie to your teeth. And second, all you do is bitch and you're not in your speed. Every day you be losing it and act like it's me. I know I ain't the one that's doing it, I try to ride, but it's deep. All I got is my music, so I'm gonna rise to my feet. My word, my mom, no pot, so I shout my seed. I'm five of the creek, my mind was sleeping, you dead. Put them on a creek and follow the shit that you said. When you was down on your knees, please come in. When it was cool, a clown for nothing, with nothing to drown in loving. But as soon as it became the public, it's like it changed to something. And became another page I'm done with. Think that she bought it. Small, slim body, be like Whitney and Bobby. Hobbies a lot different, more like daddy and mommy. But don't front, girl. Uh-huh. You know you're happy, you got me. And don't stunt, girl. Uh-huh. Because you know I'll be out of here. Shut up, girl. Uh-huh. I'm just playing and moves change, but I'm never out bugging and doing them cool things. I'm just chilling with mom. Yeah. Stop, ma. Listen, that's a small thing. You and the dog. You my wife, that's true to the heart. That's a nice thing, you get a start. Take a walk, has me part, right land. They try to rip us apart. They like land, you like bam, no matter who's in the park. My right hand up the sky, when I ride, we gon' ride. Let's stop playing, mom. And fuck toast in the R, just like 1, 4, 3, you heard the shit's the bomb.
I
don't think
this
about you, if you don't got pussy to talk to.
Yeah, you just heard it live. New landlord, Black Dot Entertainment. I can't see that. That's how we're doing it. We got the Black Dot Live Entertainment crew in the building, landlord, the CEO, we got everybody in here, we chilling, we got Ev in the building, we got Lady Steele in the building, this is how we're doing it, so, like I said, we got the people in the building, let them know what you feel about it, 347-857-4302, that's the number to call in, Ev, just to refresh the memories, what you thought about that?
Yeah, I liked it, it has a, It put me in the mood of a slum village type groove. I really like the music. I like the melody. You know, the background singer and the end there was real cute. I like that.
All right, so that's what it is. So far, you know, the Black Dot Live crew, they get love on pregame. We got the homeboy JL in the building. JL, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm back.
All right. Did you hear the musical selection about a second ago?
No doubt. I heard that. Definitely feeling that one. But as you already know, my peoples is bringing real music.
Yeah, true indeed, true indeed. Now, you know, as we always do it, hour two of the pregame, we always, you know, recap from last hour. And one thing about the first hour always is the dumbass of the week. And we got a lot of dumbasses of the week this week. The one that I'm bringing forth is, you know, whoever has a phone, whether it be a BlackBerry, iPhone, whatever, you've probably seen this video with the little baby, no older than 3 years old, penis at the temple, and he's going in with Shorty. Now, I want to ask our guest of the night, Black Guy Entertainment, you know, the brother landlord, and I'm at, you know, I don't know if they've seen it or not, but with something like that, I don't know if y'all got kids or anything like that, but if you saw something like that hit the internet with a baby, and he going in on a grown-ass woman, you know what I mean? Like, he know what he doing.
I said wrong.
Yeah,
man.
Well, it's land. Personally, I'm an asshole first. Y'all have to know that when you listen to my music. Like, I live life, I enjoy it to the fullest. Like, everything that's here, some things we take serious, you know. The main things, some things we bounce off. It was funny. I couldn't really, I got seeds. My dumb ass, like, you know, I don't know. That was just funny, I could say. With being safe, it was funny to me. It was hilarious. I ain't get too offended by it.
I feel like that's one in a few. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like me personally, I couldn't even like sit and watch the whole thing. You know, like in the first hour, I was told there was some extra stuff that went on after I just stopped watching it. But I couldn't even, you know, I couldn't even see the whole thing because, you know, to me it's like it was crazy because, you know, in the world that we live in where everything is so accessible, which is pretty much the topic of the show today, but with everything being so accessible and you can get to anybody's address with a click of a button and everything like that, and with stuff like that going on, like, yo, that's somebody's kid, you know what I mean? And he out there, you know, and he's working it, and like I said, it looked like he knew what he was doing, so therefore it's not like his first time, you know, being on camera or seeing something like that. And I'm with the homie Lynn, like, you know, it was kind of hilarious, but at the same token, like, you gotta, you know, look back and be like, yo, like, that's somebody's kid, you know what I mean?
When I look at it, I'm going to be honest. Like I said, with me being an asshole, I think a lot of... Put it like this. Would it have been on World Star if it wasn't a little kid doing that? Would they got their 5 minutes? Would we be talking about them today if that didn't go down? Would we even know about them? Would they exist to the world to us?
I got what you're saying.
Fighting for media time. A lot of asshole things is going to get done. Which ones we assume is right and which ones is wrong, but out of plain humor, I can find a laugh in that. That's just all I'm saying. Out of anything, I might partake in looking on the daily event going on and seeing what's going on. Like, that might be something that I might laugh first at later. I wouldn't take a serious thought out of it because I already know it's plain. Ain't nobody say, you know, I'm going to put my son up here and I'm going to let him attack this unless it was, you know, we going to do this for this. So it's kind of, you know.
It wouldn't be as acceptable if it was a little girl imitating riding a dick either.
Now, see, little girls is different.
There you go.
Little girls is different.
Men are just little.
That's awful.
My answer, little girls are different.
And little boys are expendable.
Little boys are. We all live in, you know, America. We know what little boys are grown up to be. Like, little boys is grown up a little different. So with that, it's not right, it's not wrong, but it's life.
He didn't even grow up yet. That's the point.
Oh, yeah, I got a pal. His son was probably 6 months old. The first thing he taught his son to do was hump that, and I ain't going to say no more. So, and it was done as a joke. We want to send him in the right direction. We want to make sure he ain't touching that man. So sometimes things, you know, get taken overboard just because you're trying to point somebody in the right direction. I'm not saying there's no right into it, but I'm also saying I found, me personally, this is just landlord's opinion, I found the humor out of it.
Out too, though. That kind of made a difference.
Just landlord.
All right, so hold on. We got to take a call out of the 224. Let's see what Ricky got to say about the 224. What's going on? You live in the pregame. 224. Whatever zip code that is.
I know, right? But telemarketer calling in.
Yeah, they probably tell me I need to pay a bill, but it don't matter. But anyway, if you were in the Brooklyn area, even if you're in Manhattan, Harlem, girls' night out at Club Gravity, 229 Empire between Bethany and Rogers. All the ladies are free before 2 a.m., so you already know it's going to be ladies there. I mean, music by JB the Entertainer, Versatile Sounds, Remo the CEO, and all the people, they're going to be up in there doing the damn thing. All right? So we got to get right back into the topic, which is pretty much, in this day and age, with it being, you know, Independence Day and anything like that, is that, you know, do you feel independent, like your landlord, CEO, black guy, like, you know, in this day and age, you know, where everything is so accessible. You be an artist, you know what I'm saying? You be an artist, and you already sell with other artists, the, you know, they lives is already out on Front Street. You know what I mean? You guys feel as independent as you should, or?
Could you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
I'm saying, like, in this day and age, do you guys feel as independent as you should be? You know, with everything, like, you know, if I wanted to, say, find out where exactly your office was located, I could Google it and I could be there in, like, an hour. Now I'm saying, like, do you feel independent as being what's known as the free world in America, you know, in society? You know, because you guys are artists coming out of the free world. You know, you guys are artists coming out of the greatest nation on the planet, according to some people.
Sure,
and this
sure.
is that nation's Independence Day.
Sure, indeed, but we know what independence is, as far as you know, you having a lot of leniency and a lot of things that you, a lot of rules you don't have to follow. There's also a lot of humps and bumps in the road. Like, let me put this out first and foremost. The love for the game is in iTunes, is in Napster, is in Pure Play, and every other digital distributor you can pretty much find. So y'all go out there and y'all support that. But with that said, you know, independence, I have to do that all the time. St. Nick got to do that. Ahmed has to do that. Or somebody from Black Dot got to do that for y'all to know about that. So it's pretty much as far as we move, it's how much we going to conquer. If we had a little bit more help, you already know how that go. But as far as us being independent, where you can get to us is, as far as a Google, if you Google landlord, the first 3-4 pages might be me. That answers the question.
That it does. Like I, well, you know, that's on your behalf. So, CEO, I met if like I said, it's just that easy. If I wanted to say, like I said, Google, where you rest your head, I could just go into Google and type your address, and it shows me a picture, a live picture.
Right.
Does that show you're independent, or does it just show, you know, you're just available for everybody to see?
Can you, like, clarify the question? Like I said, I really, like, what you're asking is,
I'm asking, like, you as a Black American, do you feel independent? Like, pretty much. That's,
like,
that's what I'm asking.
As, do we feel independent, like, is it, like, in everyday life? Like, what, like, as living here in the United States, do we feel independent?
Yes, as in everyday life, as you live here in the United States, okay. As you being an artist in this country, as everything all together that makes you who you are, or do you feel independent living in what's called as an independent state?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much you can say what you want, everything like that.
I'm sorry, Black, you're cutting up. See, you're breaking up. Can you repeat that question again? Sorry.
I said, because that's what pretty much, you know, you feel, you know, you can say what you want and everything like that. So you got that independence. You have that creative freedom and everything like that. So you feel you got all of the independence that you can possibly need.
Yeah, because, you know, like anybody talk about America and all that shit, like motherfuckers wouldn't want to be no place else. You know what I'm saying? You take motherfuckers who complain, yeah, you know, this, that, and the third. Put them someplace else and see how much they like that shit. So, yeah, you know, I feel independent. I'm glad to be an American. I'm glad to be a goddamn American. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it.
Hey, that's what's up. We got to take a call out of, once again, the 224. 224, you live in the pregame. What's going on?
Yo, it's Tasha B.
What's going on?
That much. I want to speak on this independence, and no, I'm not a telemarketer. Just, you know, for me, like, I feel like independence always comes with a cost, because at the same time, no matter how much independence we have, it borders on the line of someone else's safety and privacy and things of that sort, like the one to put the body scanners in airports and things like that. So you being a major recording artist, you may feel like you're independent in your speech and your words and your music and the things that you produce. But at the end of the day, you're just like everybody else and got to stand in line and go through security. So, you know, that's something that you don't have to do in other countries, but then they take away other rights from you. So independence is more like a state of mind to me. Like, honestly, what this country was founded on as far as independence is something totally different than the independent world that we live in now.
So I'm going to go get a cigarette when I come back. So what type of, so how much of a difference do you see it as it is now?
Well, I mean, I look at back to 1776.
Oh.
Somebody needs to be on mute. All right, yeah, now I look back at, like, 1776 and the freedoms and rights that people had, you know what I'm saying? Because we live in such a technologically advanced world, no matter how independent we are, we're still prisoners of our own system, of our own intelligence. You know, like you were talking about, people can get online and and find your information at any given moment. I can go online and look up somebody I can't stand and be at their front door waiting for them in the morning, knowing what kind of car they drive because it's parked out in front of the building. So it's a state of mind. Like, we have different freedoms that we didn't have back then and different rights, but, you know, things have changed and it's going to continue to be that way. So it's just a state of mind. It's not really a definite answer, because true independence will never have that, because it's going to infringe on someone else's rights.
All right, CEO, what you feel on that? I mean, you got a thought on that? You agree, you disagree, what's up?
I'm listening to Ma, and I'm like, yo, y'all deep. I agree with her, you know, I agree with what she's saying.
All right, ladies, sir, where you at with this?
Like I said, I definitely agree. I think it's an illusion. It's kind of like the free will. Like, we're all given free will, yet God, if you believe in God, knows the outcome. So it's like catch-22. Is it really free will, or is it still predestined? And if it's predestined, how is it really free will? Same thing with independence. Like, they claim that we have certain freedoms, yet at the same time, everything is monitored and it's still controlled. The Constitution in order for it to really be effective, it definitely has to be revised, which they won't do, because the people who wrote the Constitution could not foresee how advanced we would actually get. Freedom of speech crap, you know, yeah, the black and white of it is we have freedom of speech, but now we're in a new century where speech, communication is all different types of channels you can go through to communicate to a person. But now you have censorship and you have bans on cell phones being in places and recording things, but none of this is actually being amended. New laws are being written up every day because tradition is vague now. So I don't honestly believe that the freedom exists, although I agree with but I'd rather be here than anyplace else. I'm not trying to be stuck.
All right, so, Ed, where you at on the whole situation? Like, you know, are you on the fence? Are you on one side? Are you on the other side? Where you at with that? Ed is not with us. That's where she's at on the whole subject. All right, so, Landlord, you know, you heard stuff. You know, you heard both sides of the fence, and where you at with it?
Wow. That's all. Wow.
Landlord is a lyricist and out of words. What's going on?
Yeah, no, it's just wow. You just made me think of so much more into the word.
Into the word independence?
Into the word independence. Just into the word. Like, how could we really be independent? Like, how independent can we really be? That was a good one. Like, I'm still pondering. That was good.
All right, that's what's up. 347-857-4302. This is Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black. We got Black Dye Entertainment live in the building. We got CEO. We got the flagship artist Landlord in the building. We got Lady Steel, Ebb, J. Lou. We here in the building. We taking your questions and everything like that. We got Tasha B in the building. And we're just pretty much hanging out, wilding out. We got about 20-so minutes left in the show. So, like I said, we getting all your ideas out there. But if you're looking for something to do, on the 17th, Sabine's Hallway, it's a little natural hair salon. They got a party going down at the Bistro, which is on 338 Franklin and Green, $15 admission, BYOB. There's going to be food there, though, so you want to contact Sabine at 718-789-2673 for party information. And also, if you want to get your hair done, you know, do braids, dreads, all that good stuff. And you want to holler at them about that. Also, too, there's a fashion show, talent showcase going on the 10th, 525 Waverly between Atlantic and Fulton. That's going down in Brooklyn. You know, pregame radio, we always shout out to Brooklyn events and everything like that. We're talking about independence, you know, in this day and age, if the citizens, if, you know, the people that is here to supposed to protect and everything like that, do we feel independent? And from what it seems like, no one really feels that way, because with the click of a button, the move of a mouse, whatever, the government or whoever could have instant access to all of our intimate information, our private information. You know, you could go to Google and type in the address and you could see what car's in the front of the house and everything like that. But talking on the subject, we got our man CEO of Black Dot Entertainment, we got landlords, Dave Black Squads, we got Lady Steel, Ebony, J. Lou, who are the resident pre-game administrators. We got Tasha B in the building, who holds it down for us anyway. And this is what we talk about with the last 25 minutes into the show, 347-857-4302. We're taking all your calls. Back to our guest of the hour, Black Dot Entertainment. Is there anything else you guys got going on? Like, you guys doing any recent video shoots? You guys got stuff going on sale on the air? What's going on? This is your time right now. This is, you know, the show is built around you guys, so let them know what you're doing.
Well, at the present time, I gave you a couple tracks. We got that Interstate Traffic coming. On Interstate Traffic, we got joints like that Get Light, Get That Money. That's basically going to be the next big album coming out. Other than that, we got the G5, the G4 versus, that's Doomsday. That's out right now. That's on Piff.com. We got State of a Gangster out right now. That's on Piff.com. We got Fuck the Business, Let's Just Rap. That's coming soon. That's a mixtape album from the landlord before I make my second album. And we got Rapping is Fundamental. That's coming from St. Nick in less than probably 2 months. So between all of that, we got about 6-7 projects that's coming out in this summer alone. And then we're going to gear up our real albums. Like the real album may be the Interstate Mixtape. That's going to be the real album. After that, we'll do everything else. Is just, you know, because once you come out with an album, doesn't seem like every after the next week, everybody heard the album. They want to know where's more material. So that's why we kind of bring the mixtapes out right behind those.
Okay, so you guys are doing all of that.
Videos,
now, from what
movies.
I know, you got the whole T-shirt thing for the ladies that was featured in the video. You guys want to get up on that? Talk about that real quick.
We got the T-shirt. Like, that's my man, Ahmed Jackson. Let him speak for a minute. He got the T-shirt thing popping. He handles that department.
But yeah, you know, just for the ladies. You know, we got to start. You know, hip hop. We got to start catering to the ladies. Again, so, you know, we said, you know, we're going to come, you know, with this idea and have some nice little fitted joints for the ladies, you know, to rock, you know, in our company. And then hopefully, if that pop off, you know, we'll do something else. But definitely right now, we're focusing on the ladies. You know, we got to focus back on, you know, ladies. We love them.
And why wouldn't we?
Yeah, that's, but you know the game. You know, I'm pretty sure
why
Black, you know the game.
Forget
the game.
The game. Why wouldn't we?
The game is funny. You know, niggas not loving the ladies, B. Like, you know, I ain't got to get deep into it, but you know, we got to focus back on us.
Forget the game. Why wouldn't we concentrate on the women?
Well, you know, man, we had a discussion all the time, B. You know.
Forget the game. We clowns. You got to respect us. We, you know, this is not really like a business. It's a family.
So now, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? And how I see it, like, sometimes family-run businesses is the best businesses, but... You
right.
Guys doing any live gigs at any time? You know, like, you guys doing a live gig somewhere?
We're open for every live gig, honestly. As far as the actual shows, I'm not going to spit on New York, but New York is a different scene from New York than what we get maybe out of town. So we've been focusing on out-of-town trips, maybe out-of-town
well,
shows, maybe a little
town,
more.
You know what I'm saying? Because the show's international.
Greensburg,
you know, so.
Pittsburgh. Maryland, Washington, D.C., Atlanta. Am I forgetting somewhere? Greensburg, we like SOBs. We did a lot of shows. We just probably stagnated in the last year or so in the actual shows being done in the New York area, but we're going to start to do that this year a whole lot. So we're looking forward to hitting the stages out here in New York again and getting the, you know, the fans love.
And then Black, we definitely gonna let you know.
If somebody wants to book Black Dot Entertainment, how would they do that?
You holler at Ahmed Jackson.
Yeah, you just or just hit our website, Black Dot Entertainment LLC.
No, hit his phone. Forget the website. If you want us to do a show, you're going to have to hit his phone 5 times. Holla at Brooklyn Black. Brooklyn Black will make sure you get his direct line. Holla at him 5 times. If you holla at him 5 times, he's going to do what he got to do, and we'll do any show.
Aww.
Just make sure you holla at him 5 times.
All right, so that's what it is. BrooklynBLK@gmail.com. Send us your guest suggestions, everything like that. Send it over there. If you want to get in contact with the Black Knight Entertainment crew, hit me up on there, BrooklynBLK@gmail.com. We got the Black Dot crew in here. We got about 20 minutes left for the show. It's me, Brooklyn Black. We got Lady Still, Ebony. We got J. Lou in the building. Black Dot Entertainment, they're the guests of the night. We holding stuff down. Also, too, going down on the 9th, Uptown Finest, they present their Summer Lust Volume 1 party going down at Mingles Nightclub. That's 1012 Boston Road. Music by DJ First Choice. They got bottle specials, and it's a strict dress code, so not saying get on your grown man, your grown lady, however you want to do it, that's what you do. Sick of Sounds, they got the main event jump off going down at the Grill Nightclub on the 7th at 70 West 3rd between Thompson and LaGuardia. Music by Sick of Sounds, and the party starts at 9 p.m., all right? So it's one of those quick after-work jump-offs. Head up over there. Pre-game radio might be in effect over there. I'll let you guys know an upcoming show, all right?
We gotta get you on our videos, man. We gotta get you in some of these videos, B. So, you know.
I have a question. All right, this part should be. Here's my thing. So just focusing on the ladies and things of that sort. What about women who are in the entertainment industry, models, you know, live women on stage, things of that sort? How would a potential, you know, partner or you know what I'm saying, model?
I got this, Mom. Listen, all the ladies that's interested in photographs, videos, or anything that you interested in besides Black Dot Entertainment, if you want to get your thing going and you think you got what it takes, you can hit PowerDrivenDC.com. That's the actual editor and photographer who takes the pictures of everything that Black Dot does, and he edited every one of our videos to this point. So that's how you can be a part of whatever you want it to be a part of on your own time if you want to do something.
Okay, well, what about like any video shoots? Do you guys announce those for like open cast? So that
we Facebook hounds. Like we might announce it on Facebook 45 times. We'll put it on our page, the Black Dot Entertainment LLC.com. We'll announce it up there. MySpace, I kind of still mess with it a little bit, so I will announce it because I have a lot of friends. So I will announce it on MySpace and let them know what's going down. But that's pretty much our channels.
Okay, well, we're going to go through Brooklyn Black. You know what I'm saying? You're another outlet.
Yeah, definitely. Because all they do, they post shit on my wall anyway. So if you check on my wall on Facebook, facebook.com/Brooklyn Black is the number one. You see that? All the Black Dot stuff will be on my Facebook. So you can always check through there and see what's going on. Like I said, we got about 50 minutes left in the showcase. We got a Black Dot team in the building, landlord, we got the CEO, we got Kasha B, we got F&A, we got a whole bunch of people in here, we got the roundtable discussion going on, talk about, you know, our independence as people in, I guess, the U.S., the free nation, however, you know how they call it, 347-857-4302. If you guys in the area tomorrow, the first time team, they're having an appreciation barbecue for all the fans, for all the people that come out to their parties. And that's going down at the Lounge Spot, 561 East 28th between 4th and America, right here in Brooklyn. There's free admission, there's free food, there's going to be drinks on sale. You know, there's going to be something you got to pay for, you dig? But if you want to get more information, call 347-981-6973. You can call them or text them, whichever one, it doesn't matter. Also, too, for those in the Queens area, Long Island, there's an all-white party going down at Club Passion at 40 West Merrick Road in Freeport. $4 beers, $5 drinks. And also they're debuting that Moet White. I mean, so go there, check that out. Actually, shit, let me know how it is.
Moet White? I never had that.
Yeah, Moet White. So,
oh, y'all can hear me still. I'm sorry.
You want to check that out. Also, two ladies in the New York City area, get to Club Gravity, 229 Empire. You ladies are getting in free before 2 o'clock. All right, they have this real big party thing going down over there, so get there. All right, Versatile Crew, they That's who's throwing it. Get there before 2 getting there for free. We got about 15 minutes left. I want to give a shout out to the Black Dot Crew. I want to thank them dudes for coming through.
I don't even know. The nigga just hit. I'm mad. Just going here because like 5.
Yeah, these guys still going. I want to give these guys shots for coming through, showing us mad love. So check them out on my Facebook. FNA Cheesecakes, FNA Wright at yahoo.com. Check that out. Mention Free Game Radio, get a free delivery free. See, I am only getting the deliveries done in the 5 boroughs. So, like I said, Mention Free Game Radio, you get a free delivery charge. Also, if you want a free, well, not a free phone, but the good folks going on, holler at Mr. JL or the Tech Guy Lewis on Facebook. 2460 Rand Concourse Bronx, New York. That's where his store's located. That's where it gets down.
That's right, Jew. What up, Jew?
What up, what up? I'm going to see you at the barbecue tomorrow.
All right, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, Shane. We'll be there, Shane.
Okay, also, it seems like Black Star Entertainment in association with Jay Lewis and the Factory Store on a barbecue tomorrow out there in the Bronx. Check my Facebook. I'll have all the information up on there more than likely, so them dudes will get on there. Hopefully my administrators will know what's up. That's how we're doing it. Free Game Radio, we got about a couple of minutes left. I'm going to give everybody, you know, a couple of minutes to go on about what they're getting on. Black Dot Entertainment, since you guys are the featured guests, you guys get a couple of minutes. Let anybody know what else is next for you guys, man.
Well, this is May. I just want to give it, so right, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody. I give a shout-out to you. Thank you. Good looking out
for letting us come on your radio station, man. That was a good look for us. We definitely appreciate that.
No doubt. Anytime.
All right. Definitely shout-out to my brother, Jew. What's up, B? See you tomorrow. All
right. No doubt.
And everybody at the Black Dot Picnic right now. I'm at work, so I had to miss a lot of that shit. So everybody have a good time. Be safe. The boys is out here. You know what I'm saying? So and just enjoy yourself. That's pretty much it.
Landlord, I'm about to get my ass back to the picnic. We're about to drink some more Henny. I already purchased one of those, so we're about to drink some more Henny. We're about to eat some more chicken shababs, and we're going to do what we do. It's Black Dot. Wherever the dude said tomorrow, JL, where that picnic at, you need to hit me on Facebook. Let me know that immediately, because I swing around every hood just because I can, so I can see what it is, you know, and we can represent and do that thing like it's supposed to be done the right way. Like I said, my nigga Mums, from day one, thanks for believing in me. We went from one level to another level. We got it to the next. We're going to get it to the next. We're going to do what we do. That's just all Lane got to say. That's plain and simple. I'm me. Don't try to do it. You can't.
All right, straight up. So be on the lookout for the whole Black Dot movement, Facebook, Twitter. If you search it, you'll find it. If anything, you find me linked to it, you know I'm all for it. You dig what I'm saying? Like I said, Lady Still, let the people know what you're doing, because you know you're doing a whole lot of shit right now.
I'm actually going to be at the Appreciation Barbecue tomorrow on Flatfish. So that's where you'll find me.
All right, so she'll be at that Versatile Appreciation Barbecue, so you guys check that shit out. More like your Brooklyn Black. We'll be in the building with Black Dot Entertainment tomorrow at that barbecue in Van Cortlandt. So be on the lookout. We'll be out there. Before I go, I'm gonna let the show ride out once again on the Black Dot tip. This is my shit right now. I can't front your landlord. I'm feeling this one. This is my shit right here.
And I appreciate
after tonight,
it.
After this, like I said, the game is over. Also, please don't forget all those in the area. July 17th, pregame will be broadcasting live from the Applebee's Fortum Plaza, all right? So
let them know.
See history go down and anything like that. That's where the pregame is broadcasting from. I'm going to be in the building. Whoever else is with me, holler at me, brooklynblk@gmail.com, just so I can let the people over there know how many people are coming with me. You dig? This is how we're doing it. Brooklyn Black pregame radio. Black Dot,
big shout out.
Still looking
out for coming through, all right? This is Freaking Radio, I'm out. What up, bro? Yeah, I know you want me. I know you're gonna haunt me. You know the boy brothers. I know you're gonna stalk me.
Shit.
And all that's gonna be because you're a little weak, you know? This is, I know what you're gonna want, bro. But I ain't gonna front. You get where I'm going with it, don't you?
Take it to the sky.
Kind of figure that.
For sure.
The boy get busy for real. Hey yo, Mark, can I get a second? Yeah, I know you heard lines, but I'm smooth and kind of slick. Ain't no others like mine. Your looks is off the hook, but you're smelling real fine. Someone I would love to come up and pick up our nine. Is that fine? We can dine, eat then and then go dance and see, Ma. I'm a winner that win. We can bowl, shoot, pool, do whatever you can. Hit the mall, buy the mall, I'll be all in your head. We can chill, hit a bar where there's some strippers involved. Cause I feel like a kingpin, seeing bitches in thongs. Is that getting get wet, you can picture that, huh? I need a freak in the sheets, admissions to come about nine times. I kill that pussy like a cat, so if it's nine lives, I ain't leaving till it's done. See, I'm about mine, and if I get it from the back, she gon' climb high. And like Reynolds, it's a rap, my shit prime time is even covered by the Jap. So after the night, that's right, you probably gon' collect.
Hey yo, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' haunt me, I know you gon' stalk me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she about to OD just cause it's so weak. And that's after the night. I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' stalk me, I know you gon' haunt me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that's after the night.
Now I ain't gonna wait for the call back, cause she ain't going back. Now she praying to stay, waiting for me to blow back. Once is a charm, it's like crack, they all want it back. Looking for that first hit, but she just thirsty. And I'm on her sick, cause she know she got the weight. This shit ain't free. Listen, you know you got to pay. I'm a pimp around the way, and niggas slipping tight and gay. So these bitches a dime a dozen, so I'm wearing out my prey. Just hunting, it ain't nothing. I ain't front, that's not the way. It's Lizzie, I get busy. 450 in the rain, so miss me, my hoe's dizzy. All they really see is him. God, I make it hard apart. I'm too calm, I'm odd. Just real, man, I'm fond of heart. My dead bitches shit like I'm the farm. And just blaze to make sure the problem's solved. Then relax and gather facts till they all be gone. Listen, I'm the Mac, a 06, fully packable 4-6. The land Lizzie, that's me, and I'm back with a full mix.
Hey yo, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' haunt me, I know you gon' stalk me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' stalk me, I know you gon' haunt me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after
give me
the
a
night,
week, she thinking next step, hoping for my last name, but then I think back and figure how that ass came. Was she hoping for cash and crash after that ass came? Or do she love me, think that I'm hubby just cause my ass James? I never act lame, they just waiting for convo and greed, whole lust. Niggas just wanting my hoes, I'm hooked to a smell. I can find her with my eyes closed, you hating. You think I ain't picked up on your grind, fool a kid major. None do it like I do, I'm a wanted player, and I've been this way since high school. I line dudes, fine tune the buff and the G. Get paid and get laid like I'm fucking the beat. 16 and a hot thought is never nothing to me. I gave you 3 volumes out, daddy, all of them free. So call me the king, but ladies, you can call me daddy, cause I guarantee that after the night, you're gonna be happy.
Uh-huh.
Just looking, yeah, just for ways to show your affection.
Hey yo, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' haunt me, I know you gon' stalk me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night, I know you gon' want me, I know you gon' stalk me, I know you gon' haunt me, Mom. After the night, looking to hold me, now she bout to OD just cause it's so weak. And that after the night.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yo, you gotta love, feel the boy. I got
you gotta feel me.
Cloudy days ain't looking so sunny. Now when I look behind me, shit ain't looking so lovely. All that honey, my bunny, I love you, you're funny. Just don't seem the same, what's the blame, is it money? You used to come and confront me, don't give a fuck with my company. But now she's starting to brush me off. Hey yo, check out my, fuck it, not just dust me off. I'm a pimp bitch, bomb for y'all. See, I roll with cools. So I'm finding out by tomorrow. I guess the fall start to fuck up your vision. If you forgot, guess you spent too much time on position to know I'm hot. But it's cool, mom, I'm out in the business, I make it pop. So to stop, cause my heart was in pieces, we had to part. Had to start soon, finish, real couple of months. Years long
I'm still digging your guts with your bell, yo. Fuck it, I hop in the gear and get off the clutch. What's the rush? Stretching a fresh tea, cause I said I'm a breeze. Now she's slick talking, saying shit, but I'm in relief, cause at least I see the foolish shit. You see, that's why I'ma leave. First, you say you're doing this and lie to your teeth. And second, all you do is bitch and you're not in your speed. Every day you be losing it and act like it's me. I know I ain't the one that's doing it. I try to ride, but it's deep. All I got is my music, so I'm gonna rise to my feet. My word, my mom's no pie, so I shine my seed. I'm father to creep, my motto was sleep when you dead. Put them on a creek and follow the shit that you said. When you was down on your knees, please come in. When it was cool to clown for nothing, with nothing to drown the loving. But as soon as it became the public, it's like it changed to something. And became another page I'm done with. Bad bitch, never really think that she bought it. Small, slim body, be like Whitney and Bobby. Tommy's a lot different, more like daddy and mommy. But don't front, girl, no. You know you're happy, you got me. And don't stunt, girl, no. Because you know I'll be out of here. Shut up, girl, I'm just playing and moves change. But I'm never out bugging and doing them cool things. I'm just chilling with mom, so stop, ma, listen, that's a small thing. You in the dark, you my wife, that's true to the heart. That's a nice thing, you get a start. Take a walk, has me part, right, man. They try to rip us apart. They like land, you like bam, no matter who's in the park. My right hand up the sky, when I ride, we gon' ride. Let's stop playing, mom, and fuck toast in the R. Just like 1-4-3, you heard this shit to the bomb. What really? So don't think this about you, if you ain't got pussy to talk to.
Yeah, so, you know, that was Pregame Radio, second show wrapping up. Shout out to Black Dot Entertainment, all them guys online. Oh, Landlord, I ain't forget, man. I'm still waiting for you on Xbox Live Call of Duty, son. Still waiting on you, dog. But like I said, shout out to everybody who was a part of the movement tonight. You know what I mean? We're going to be here next week, hopefully, with a new guest, new topics, everything like that, you know. So you guys keep rocking with us. Thank you. Check me out on Facebook, Twitter, everything like that. And because, you know, I'm all over the place. I'm trying to get this whole thing going down
initiating
and everything like that.
Sequence.
Wow. So we're getting shut down. So thanks to everybody for tuning in. This is Pregame Radio. I'm your boy, Brooklyn Black. I'll see y'all next week, 11 to 12, 12:30 to 1:30. That's how we do it, all right? Peace. Good night. Be safe. Enjoy your holiday.